Find a very comfortable seated position. If your back can be spacious without support, so there's room to move, that's great. And if you need to sit against a structure, that's great too. Once you've arrived in your seated position, scan the body from your head down to your toes, and your toes back up to your head. And notice the one place in your body that feels the most alive, the most free. The breath is present. There's flexibility. It's comfortable. So this would be your area of resource. And I encourage you to keep your hand on your resource, staying connected to yourself, connected to the earth, while rising up towards consciousness all at the same time. So I invite you to bring your mind's eye's attention to your pelvis, the front around your pubic bone, the back around the sacrum and the coccyx, the sides. Around your hips and your thighs. Just really tuning in to the pelvis. And noticing what sensations are there. Leaving any story. Just the sensations. So it might feel contracted or constricted. It might feel open, expansive. Perhaps there's a vibration or there's a tingly sensation. Can you tune into texture? Do you feel soft, rough, hard, edgy? Bumpy. Do you see a color? Is there a depth to this intensity? Is it shallow? Is it deep? Do the sensations have a size? So since the pelvis is a fairly large area, I invite you, with your eyes closed, to just move around the front, the back, the sides, tuning in, keeping your eyes closed so you can really feel, and keeping one hand on your resource. And think about some of the sensations that I just mentioned. And speak them out loud. What do you feel when you tune into your pelvis? So as you're moving throughout the pelvis, they're going to change. So I really encourage you, if you can, to speak it out loud so you don't get stuck in your head. Just flowing with the feeling, flowing with the sensation. For some of you, this might be very easy. For some of you, a little bit more challenging to really connect with a specific part of your body, and especially the pelvis. And now begin to notice if any movements want to come, following the impulse to move. Maybe around hip level, your body wants to start making small circles. In any direction, starting to unwind the lower back around the sacrum. And allowing this to move up or down. How does your body want to move right now? Following the impulse while keeping your mind's eye attention on the pelvis. Breathing in, bringing in a small, gentle, connected breath. No pause, no separation between the inhale and the exhale. And breathing fairly slow. So you're just gently charging the body enough that you can actually feel all the sensations. So what more is the pelvis telling you right now? What is it inviting you to feel, to notice? What are the sensations that are moving through the pelvis right now? So allowing all the movements to be there. Gentle rotations. Maybe the body goes forward and back, side to side. And maybe these movements expand outside of the pelvis, down the legs, up the torso. And specifically notice the jaw. The jaw and the pelvis have such a direct connection. So as you learn about your pelvis, all the sensations that are there and the movements that are there, you might notice the jaw wanting to move and stretch. So allowing the mouth to go side to side, up and down. Full expression with your jaw. Or you might notice that you're connecting more to your jaw, and then the pelvis starts to come alive. So bringing your mind's eye attention back to the pelvis. Placing one hand in the front of your pubic bone and keeping the other hand on your resource. And bringing that gentle open mouth connected breath in. No pause, no separation between the inhale and the exhale. And we're going to breathe soft and gentle. Just a mild charge. allowing the breath to support the body, specifically the pelvis, to move, following the impulses, and continuously notice what are the sensations. And allowing any of these movements to expand fully up the spine, a complete unwinding from the pelvis all the way up to the neck. Allowing the body to move as it feels. As you continue to stay with your breath, you might notice a little tremor, a little shake happening. Encourage you to let that happen. Completing your previously interrupted fight or flight response. And remembering to breathe. And allowing any sound that wants to come. All the movements that want to come. And staying with the breath. And remembering to breathe. And feeling the support of the chair underneath your pelvis. Grounded, connected, supported here and now. Allowing the roots to ground in, replanting your roots, practicing the art of self-care, giving yourself all that you need in each moment. Just noticing what some of your external resources might be. How do you nurture yourself? Is it through nature? Through good, healthy food? Through dance, through music, through hugging, through making love? Getting more and more acquainted with your external resources and utilizing them every day. This is the art of self-care. So slowing down the breath and slowing down any movement, no abrupt change. Taking your time and slowly, slowly coming into stillness. starting to breathe a little bit more normally now. And tuning back into the sensations of the pelvis, can you notice any shift, any change? Is any part of your pelvis more expanded or perhaps more contracted? Just noticing what you feel. And when you feel ready, slowly opening your eyes, taking your time, looking around your space, and gaze upon something that's familiar and comfortable as you continue to land back here, present moment, present time. Feet on the earth. Please drink some water. Eat a handful of nuts or a spoonful of nut butter. Just taking the protein in and allowing yourself to ground even further. Letting that last breath out and that last sigh. And just reconnecting to the present moment here and now. Thank you for joining me in meeting your pelvis.